Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Skura, Matt Wilhelm, live at the Discount Drug Mart in on Worcester Pike Road. Barkevious Mingo here signing autographs, making friends. Some breaking news out of Berea. The Browns have hired Kevin O'Connell as the quarterback's coach. We've heard this rumor
for a long time.
Surprise, surprise. It is now official. Andrew Gribble with an article writing all of this up at clevelandbrowns.com, so check that out. Mike Patton announced Kevin O'Connell, who has tutored numerous college prospects during their preparations for the draft, has now been named the Browns quarterback's coach. He also announced the hiring of senior offensive assistant Kurt Roper, assistant wide receivers coach Frank Edgerly, and offensive quality control coach Michael McCarthy. O'Connell is 29 years old. Patton saying, quote, Kevin has already shown a knack for individual teaching at a high level. Our experience being around him makes us confident he will easily transition into being an extremely valuable member of our staff. He became acquainted with both Patton and Browns offensive coordinator John DeFilippo during the 2009 season when they were coaches with the New York Jets. O'Connell, a third-round pick out of San Diego State, spent his season with the New England Patriots, had a brief stint with the Lions before landing with the Jets. Patton saying, quote, he displayed knowledge of football schematics far beyond your typical player, even for a quarterback. The combination of personality and knowledge made it clear he would make an outstanding coach. He was outstanding in the interview and instantly fit in with our group of the offensive coaches that sat in. So he's certainly excited to be here. The Browns excited to have him. Adam Kaplan on our show earlier this year said that he would be one of the star offensive coaches in the league. So very excited about having him on board. And it finally is official now that his tutoring of Marcus Mariota is over. He is in and the Browns offensive staff is finally rounded out. Not a lot of coaching experience at the pro level on that offensive staff, but a lot of coaching experience on, you know, in general with the game of football.
And my personal take on Kevin O'Connell is he's a great guy. Like, as I've said, I've trained with him, not as a quarterback, of course, but when he was still in the league in his time out in San Diego State, and of course, you know, multiple teams throughout the NFL. My biggest issue is not so much on his knowledge or his ability to prepare quarterbacks or coach the quarterback position, is Kevin O'Connell being so young, having a kind of an up and down, kind of a rocky NFL career. He's coming into a room with potentially Brian Hoyer, a guy that beat him out last year, a personality in Johnny Manziel that in some cases the Johnny football personality will own that room. In some cases it's owned this off or last offseason, and in some cases this offseason too, because of the, you know, the trials and tribulations that he's had since entering the NFL. My biggest issue with Kevin O'Connell is him coming in and getting the respect of the individuals in that room. I think that Connor Shaw, being the good kid that he is, and Jason Gibbs, you know, you being the president of his fan club, you could probably say he'll give in to learn from Kevin O'Connell. But I think for Johnny and another veteran that has proven more in their career, more so than Kevin O'Connell, he'll have to, you know, that'll be a funny room for a little while. And that's why I truly feel that, you know, John DeFilippo, being a former quarterback's coach, now offensive coordinator, will spend a significant amount of time in that quarterback room to make sure that the transition happens well.
John Greco in the house now here at the Discount Drug Mart in Medina. He will join us in the second hour of our show. Andrew Gribble writing an article entitled, Nine Things You Might Not Know About Kevin O'Connell, and that will be up at clevelandbrowns.com, so be sure to check that out, and you can learn about him. I'll give you number one, and this is the one that I love about it, because when you think about what a guy like Johnny Manziel will need in his transition to the NFL, and really what any quarterback needs in the NFL. As a college quarterback at San Diego State, O'Connell filled out pages of a personal journal after each game, according to the New York Times. He would write down everything from coverages that confused him to what worked. Attention to detail is a big strength of his, and that's why he was called Coach O'Connell. That's how the Jets player Mark Sanchez in particular referred to him during their time together in New York. Now, maybe does O'Connell coming here, does that make Mark Sanchez even more of an appealing option,
given the
history with Mike Patton, the history with John DeFilippo, now the history with Kevin O'Connell, three people who have been around him. If they don't bring him here, it'll make it clear what they think about Mark Sanchez, by the way, as well.
One key thing for me is respect. If there's respect in that room, you know, by Johnny Manziel and the other quarterbacks in that room for Kevin O'Connell, then, you know what, we've made a great hire. The other issue is, because he had spent time with Johnny Manziel, you know, in his draft preparations last year, are they going to have more of a friend relationship than player-coach relationship? And I think that's why I said if DeFilippo and Patton, who said he's going to be more on the offensive side of the ball this year than he was last year, can really set up the parameters with which that room will act each and every day, then I think he can be an amazing hire for this organization and specifically that position and the future of that position. But respect has to be given to Kevin O'Connell. It has to be earned. you know, buy him from those players. Otherwise, we're going to be in that topsy-turvy kind of quarterback room as well.
Well, I also think that Johnny Manziel is in serious need of a mentor.
Oh, of course.
And I think that Kevin O'Connell can be that guy. Brian Hoyer was too much of a competitor with Johnny Manziel, I think, to really truly be that mentor for him. So I think this is an opportunity to have a guy who is a mentor, who understands X's and O's, understands the classroom, has worked with him, can kind of be that guy for him. And I remember you were saying to me when we were talking about him as a potential guy, you wanted to see, you know, somebody with a little bit more experience, perhaps. You wanted to see somebody who had played and been successful, because you need to have that respect. Can you get that respect by coming in and showing guys that you know how to help them do their job more effectively? Is that another path to respect
for
a coach?
You definitely can. And again, just even hearing you talk about that mentor position, if Kevin O'Connell takes to Johnny Manziel and mentors him and doesn't quite mentor Connor Shaw the same way, then he's essentially playing favorites. And
no,
or if a veteran comes in, say a Jake Locker, a Mark Sanchez or whatever, you know, maybe not Mark Sanchez because of the connection, but someone who has no connection to Kevin O'Connell comes in and he's mentoring Johnny all the time, you know, that veteran can say, you know, he's playing some bias towards Johnny in their mentorship and their relationship and their friendship, not so much me. I need to be coached as well.
I think this guy's going to come in and be a consummate pro. That's what you're looking for.
You know, and we've talked about the number of great things people are saying about him. What about Bruce Feldman? You can go back to ClevelandBrowns.com and log on to the Browns Daily Archive section and hear that interview, Feldman, with glowing things
Kevin O'Connell. Yeah, said that he was going to be a star and one of the up-and-coming coaches in the league. So we haven't heard anything.
Nothing negative.
No.
Let alone negative. We haven't heard anything but glowing reviews for Kevin O'Connell from people around the league and around the football game. And so this seems to be a good hire, and perhaps the Browns have gotten ahead of it. This is a young staff. It's an inexperienced staff. They will be judged, I think, harshly on that. But it is interesting. He was, you know, it's very interesting. Lost the backup job, Brian Hoyer, New England. Now he's got a chance to be here, of course, with the Cleveland Browns.
And I'm sorry, the age thing and the experience thing. We had an experienced guy last year. Where did he get us?
Yeah.
He was a former offensive coordinator, Dow Loggins. And listen, this is quarterback, though. This is a quarterback who understands the game, understands detail. To me, off of that 9 things to know about him, the first thing was he's kept a journal. He's detail-oriented. He wants to understand the process. I think when you think about the biggest adjustment that Johnny Manziel is going to have to make in the NFL, it's mental.
It's all those things you just talked about.
It's classroom. It's understanding, playing fast, having the knowledge. Not so much the athleticism, it's about the knowledge of how to play quarterback from the pocket in the NFL. And I think Kevin O'Connell can be very helpful.
I think it's a great hire. And also, too, is if, as I've consistently talked about the quarterback position, we want to get somebody that can be the, you know, solidify that position for the next 3 to 5 years. And Kevin O'Connell, because he is starting his professional coaching career here in Cleveland, will most likely be here for the next 3 to 5 years until he catapults himself, most likely through his diligence of developing that position to potentially be a you know, an offensive coordinator candidate in 5 years from now. So let's ride this wave of youth. You know, we have a young roster. We have a young group in that room right now under contract to Johnny Manziel and Connor Shaw. We're probably not going to add a significant, you know, a veteran. I would think it's going to, you know, kind of stay young, and it'd be a great feel. It's respect being earned, and his inexperience as a head coach, which is zero, are the only two knocks against him. If he can earn that respect, which I think, you know, Mike Pettine spending more time in that room, those quarterbacks will give Kevin O'Connell respect because he's in that room.
And it's interesting with the young staff. Mike Pettine has talked about, we've heard him say how much more he wants to get involved, and now he certainly is going to have every opportunity to get more involved as it goes forward with this young offensive staff here that the Cleveland Browns have assembled. That's it for our first hour here. Hour number 2, we'll come back and talk a little bit about the picture of Jameis Winston that's out there on the internet. What do you guys think about that? Is it a big deal? I remember the picture of Eddie Lacy when it was fat Eddie Lacy, and he certainly went on to have a pretty darn good rookie season, as I recall. Getting ready for the Combine. Do you guys care about the Combine? What do you think about that? Who do you think would win a dunk contest on the Browns? Barkevius Mingo.
I got to give it to him, man.
He's positive. That was a lot of confidence.
Lengthy.
Yeah. And if I remember watching
38.
Him, yeah, 38-inch vertical.
Yeah.
You're 39 and a half, man.
I know, bro. But
bro.
He's about 1.5 inches taller than me, so he makes up for it.
Not with your hair, though.
No, yeah. I'm 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah, with the spike,
for sure.
The faux hawk.
I'm getting a cut later today, bro.
Today, yeah?
Fresh cut for the cruise.
Yeah, fresh helmet for the cruise.
All right, 50
Shades
of Grey.
Are you going beard or not beard?
What's up? No beard.
No beard for me.
Growing it out so it's all, you'd be nice and easy. I'm going to be fresh.
Okay, going to be fresh. Good, very good. All right, hour number 2 of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, when we return here live from the Discount Drug Mart in Medina on Worcester Pike Road. Barkevius Mingo making his way out of here. John Greco is here now. They've got cookies. They've got salami on crackers and cheese shaped like footballs with laces on them.
Cool.
Unbelievable. Come out here. Check it out at DDM here in Medina.